Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Luke Fry. He is communications manager for the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. And we'll be talking this morning about cybersecurity. October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Luke, good morning and welcome.
Hi, good morning, Bill.
And very pleased to have you here this morning and talk about an issue that obviously is very important nowadays with so much online. And I guess that's something that at times people may just take for granted that everything's going to be okay.
Yes, exactly. And I talk to a lot of people about, you know, being scammed online, and even people who think that they won't get scammed. Oh, I'm too smart. I know how it all works. Online, honestly, one bad click and you could be in a terrible situation. So it's always important to educate every person, regardless of, you know, what age group they're in about online scams, since they really target everyone who uses a computer or a phone, and that's pretty much everybody now. So
yeah, it really is, and it's something that you know, technology can be a wonderful thing, but it also can be a curse in some ways, and this is one way security wise where it can be a curse.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
What are some of the things that you would tell people that they should do to protect themselves against breaches and being scammed online?
Sure. So there are a ton of scams and they are entirely intricate. So I have a ton of tips, but I guess I'll have to narrow them down for this morning.
The most important ones.
Yeah. So my top tip would always be check the URL. So a lot of people find themselves either entering their info or logging into a site and they think they're on that certain site. Well, if you click on a couple links, you may be on a fraudulent site. So what does that mean? How do you know? Well, the only way you really can tell is checking that URL. So making sure it's www.whatever site you're on.com. So what we see is you click around on a couple links, donate here, shop here, buy this, and you think you're on a site that you've ordered from in the past. It looks legitimate. It may look like PayPal, for example, or look like target.com. However, it's not. So you just have to make sure it's www.target or paypal.com, since usually they would be www.paypal123-login-save.com. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really great tip of making sure that you have that correct website.
Absolutely. And you want to make sure that wherever you are going, you're very familiar with that site.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And also seeing that HTTPS. So an S on the top of that URL means that site is secure. A lot of browsers now actually have that lock symbol and a green or red highlight if it's not a secure site or if it is. So that helps you out as well, making sure that site is secure and won't share any of that, you know, info you're typing in.
And passwords, obviously, are very important no matter where you're going.
Yes, yes. So passwords. I'm trying to make everyone's New Year's resolution this year, and I know it's early. There's a lot to choose from in the new year. But a new resolution for 2019 is try to create your passwords as full sentences. So a lot of sites now are allowing spaces in your passwords, and it's really important to have those long passwords. I know it's kind of annoying sometimes to have a capital and this and that and all these characters. So try to make your passwords a full sentence, and it'll help secure any of your logins from here on out.
And with so many people on so many different computers, they have a number of passwords, and it's very easy to forget those passwords. I know you don't like people to write them down, but can they write them down and keep them secure so that they've got all of those passwords straight and don't have to go through the rigmarole of trying to change their password each time?
Sure. So I would recommend writing them down, not keeping them in your phone or in a you know, online sense. Have them on a hard piece of paper, but don't have them near your computer. So have them either in your desk that's not near your computer. I've seen people have their login on a Post-it on their laptop, and that's terrible. If a person takes your laptop, there is your login to all of your credentials and everything. So try to keep it on a hard copy, but away from your computer.
As far as personal information, you really have to guard it, whether it's on the computer or on the phone. You have to protect that information and only give it out when necessary. And you're absolutely positive whoever is getting this information should have it.
Yes, exactly. So nowadays we're on sites that are asking for our location. They're asking for your email address. They're asking for what state you're in, all of this. So anytime you're online and you're asked to enter either your location or your name or your email, make sure you think it's appropriate for that site to be asking you those questions. Not every site needs that, and it might look like sometimes you can't use that site unless you do enter it. So sometimes there are X marks. You don't have to enter that. However, I mean, if you're ever being prompted to enter name, email, any of that, make sure you think it's appropriate to do that. Since, again, like you said, your personal info is completely important.
And as time goes by, things just kind of build up in the computer, whether it's emails or whatnot. We should be periodically going through that and getting rid of anything that's unnecessary.
Yes, absolutely. So I actually know a lot of people who have about 10,000 unread emails on their iPhone. And I say, come on, you got to clean up your inbox. That's terrible. How do you do that? I can't have two, or I'm like, have to read my email right now. So if you have those 10,000 unread emails, you really should be at least, you know, taking them out of your inbox or looking at what they are. I was talking to a consumer last week who had gotten spammed, and through that spam, she got an email saying that she had ordered a product off of a site, and she had not. So it's actually sometimes a way for scammers to spam you with all these junk emails, and then within all of those emails, there's, you know, an email in there that says, oh, you ordered a product, or your order is being shipped and you haven't placed that order. Mm-hmm. So it is a scam sometimes as well.
And it's a lot like what you should be doing with your credit card or your checking account statement. Mm-hmm. You need to each time look to see what's there, and if there's anything that shouldn't be there, to get in touch with somebody to make the correction.
Yes. And if it's junk email, obviously exit out. You don't need that. Mm-hmm. And also try to unsubscribe from all of these sites. We always get emails about, you know, 2-3 emails a day about a sale or that. If you don't need them, if you don't read them, and they're in those 10,000 unread you have, you can always unsubscribe as well.
And we've only got about a minute left, but you've mentioned in what I've been reading about doing like a digital file purge.
Yes, absolutely. So if you have any of those online cloud systems, Google Drive, any of that, it's always good to sort of go through, see what you have uploaded there. And if you need any of those, I mean, mm-hmm. after a couple of years, you might not need a couple of those documents, and they are online. So they're on a server that's not yours. Mm-hmm. So it's always great to be mindful about what you have out there on any of these cloud services and kind of clean up what you have saved.
All right. A lot of valuable information there, Luke. Yes. Thank you very much. If people would like more information about all of this, where is the best place to go?
You can always go to bbb.org/CT, and all of the information should be there for you.
All right. Thanks, Luke.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Luke Fry, who is Communications Manager for the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Auto. Auto Parts.